This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has confirmed that the United States will broaden its European travel ban, adding the United Kingdom and Ireland to its list. The Vice President said at the White House Americans and green card holders would not be subject to the ban, but would face screening when they got home.
Again, Americans in the U.K. or Ireland can come home. Legal residents can come home, but as the Secretary will detail, they will be funneled through specific airports and process.
The ban will take effect at 4 hours universal time on Tuesday. Earlier this week, the U.S. announced a 30-day ban on flights from the 26-nation Schengen area, the European Union's border-free travel zone that does not include Britain or Ireland. The White House is now conducting temperature checks on anyone who is in close contact with President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The White House says the move is being taken out of an abundance of caution. President Trump has had multiple direct and indirect contacts with people who have tested positive for COVID-19. Last weekend at his private club in Florida, the president spent time with at least three people. Brazil's chargé d'affaires, who sat at Trump's dinner table, as well as a top aide to Brazil's president. Republican officials say the third person attended a fundraiser with Trump last Sunday. For most people, the new coronavirus causes only mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough, but for some it can cause severe illness, such as pneumonia. Ben Thomas, Washington.
French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe said his country will shut most shops, restaurants, and entertainment facilities from midnight Saturday as part of measures to contain the spread of the new coronavirus. He told a news conference that exceptions to the shop ban would include food stores, pharmacies, and gas stations. This is VOA News. A barrage of rockets hit a base housing U.S. and coalition troops north of Baghdad on Saturday, just days after a similar attack killed three servicemen, including two Americans. As Edward Uranian reports, the attack came as funerals were held in Baghdad and Karbala for five Iraqi militiamen and soldiers killed in retaliatory attacks on Friday.
Iraqi President Barham Saleh issued a statement condemning Friday's U.S. strikes, calling them an infringement on Iraqi sovereignty and blaming the U.S. for destroying Iraqi infrastructure and killing Iraqi forces. Iraqi Foreign Minister Mohammad Ali Hakim summoned both the U.S. and British ambassadors Saturday to protest the Friday attack on Iraqi targets. Iran's foreign ministry summoned to Tehran the Swiss ambassador, who represents U.S. interests, to protest the U.S. attack, in which one Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander reportedly was killed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
China says the spread of the new coronavirus in the country has slowed dramatically. We get more from AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
Spokesman for China's National Health Commission, Mi Feng, says 11 new cases of the virus have been confirmed, a sharp drop from the thousands of new cases the commission was reporting daily only 1 month prior. After arduous efforts, the positive momentum of China's epidemic situation is continuously consolidating and expanding. More than 65,000 people have recovered from the disease in China. For most people, the new coronavirus causes only mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Hong Kong democracy activist Chan Kin Man walked free from prison on Saturday, saying he had no regrets for his leading role in the 2014 Umbrella Civil Disobedience Movement. Olivia Chan of Reuters has more.
61-year-old Chan is one of the three leaders of the pro-democracy movement in 2014, aiming to push for full democracy in the Chinese-ruled city. He was found guilty last year of conspiracy to commit public nuisance for his role in planning and mobilizing supporters. The Umbrella Movement staged a 79-day sit-in that blocked major roads in the city, bringing the Asian financial hub to a standstill. The symbolic umbrella tactic re-emerged last year during the sometimes violent anti-government protests triggered by a now-withdrawn extradition bill.
That's Olivia Chan of Reuters reporting. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.